At the New Windsor Fair Rodeo and Horse Show, the 84th annual, and Kelly Weber is with us. She is the Fair Board President. Kelly, you're a busy lady. How do you fit in all those rodeo meetings and getting the rodeo grounds ready? It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but we're a good board of about 40 directors, so it takes lots of hands and everybody's chipped in.
I love what you were talking to me about today, which was the number of sponsors that you have. It really shows how the community supports this rodeo and wants it to get even bigger.
Yes, they really do. Yep, 76, 77 sponsors now that we're up to, and it just makes everything work a whole lot easier.
Well, one of the big attractions is the parade, and lineup for that is at 4 o'clock. Can you talk about how the parade really impacts the community? Because last year, I think everybody came out of their homes and came into the streets of New Windsor.
Oh, yes, they're coming from 3-4 counties away. They're coming in. They've heard about it. It's an hour-long parade from start to finish. I'm going to tell you, probably an hour, hour and 15 this year with all the politicians.
And it takes about an hour 15 to get out of New Windsor after it's done, too, let me tell you.
Yes, I bet it does.
Just preview some of the action coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, rodeo action Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes, the rodeo starts at 7, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Friday and Saturday we'll have kids events from 5:45 to 6:45. So bring the kids out, bouncy horses, stick horses, and a bucking bowl.
All right, sounds like a great time, the 84th Annual New Windsor Fair Rodeo and Horse Show. Kelly Weber, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is Terry James on Farm Country 102.3.